You get best team coverage of the Browns. Joining us now, former Browns center Dave Willebaugh, played 9 seasons in the NFL, now calls Northeast Ohio home. We got to Jacksonville here on Sunday, of course. Bill Wills, Mike Snyder alongside. Morning, Dave.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Good, buddy. You are a pro's pro. You've been very careful about your analysis of the team, being professional the whole time. And I want to mention that because Tayshaun Gibson had a little trouble this week with a few comments he made about the Browns and being 0-16. He backed off a little bit. I mean, there's something about bulletin board material, but still the guys on the field, you're part of the same thing. You're in the NFL, right?
Yeah, you know, I think whenever you leave an organization, especially if it's not necessarily by choice or you feel slighted in any way, you know, there's always a bit of venom. And I think that when you go to another organization, you definitely see the differences in terms of, you know, I left New England, I came to Cleveland, I left Cleveland by getting cut and going to St. Louis. So there's always a different perspective when you go. But at the same time, you see what's going on in those different organizations. If you didn't leave on your terms, I think sometimes you want to, if you feel really slighted or maybe not mature about it, or you're not being a pro, you tend to take a shot back at that team. And I think that's what he did, unfortunately. But it's definitely good material for the guys to get motivated by, for sure.
Hey, Dave, have you seen a case over the years where, you know, you were part of it where maybe it was some bulletin board material that really did maybe have some impact?
You know, not really, because to be honest with you, like, if he said that in the media, he's been running his mouth about it probably for the last couple of weeks. It's been circled on his calendar. Everybody knows where he's coming from, and that's not, you know, uncharacteristic of most guys, because, again, whether you have buddies on another team or whether you were, you know, with formerly the organization, you didn't like the coach, whatever that is, at the end of the day, it's really more about that individual. It's not going to impact you know, the offensive linemen aren't going to be looking for him. You know, they might maybe take a shot at him if he's sitting by a pile or something like that. I think that those kind of things can happen. But overall, in the general context of the game, it's really probably not going to swing the emotion all that much.
Yeah, Dave, the thing is with Gibson's comments here that does bring to mind, and I hope he eats his words about the 40-0 and all of that, but he's a reminder to me. I mentioned earlier that he was a guy that kind of came out of nowhere. I recall when he had a great camp. He was undrafted free agent. Great story. Really achieves a level to be a starting safety in this league. And we see guys like that, and I think that's what he was talking about, too, and defending him, at least in part of, like, boy, you let Benjamin go. You let Schwartz go. You let Mack. Now, you can't keep everybody. There's the business part of it. But the point is, it seems like this organization, they get some guys that they kind of grow. Terrell Pryor was a guy that, you know, maybe they should have found a way to keep him here last year, even though his agent was unreasonable. Do you see what I'm saying? That they've had some guys try to build a core. So they've let some good players, good guys leave and who've gone elsewhere and played.
Yeah, and unfortunately, you know, we see that. You know, you look at a guy like Gibson is a great example where he came out of nowhere, to your point, and he achieved a certain level that probably could have been a significant contributor and probably at a reasonable price. But we, you know, for whatever reason, they deem he's not part of the organization. Now, that's how you build your organization over a period of time. You keep guys like him who you get at a good value, who develop inside your system. That's what Green Bay does. They draft guys, they develop them, and they create their own team. I think that's how you build a long-term culture. That's how you build a long-term team. And I think when you backpedal, and I think this is what Gibson tried to do through his secondary comments, was saying this was more targeted towards the organization and the structure of it rather than the players. And maybe that's really what he was getting at, was just simply just saying that they were dysfunctional in his opinion. And when he saw Jacksonville, but at the end of the day, you know, he's not paid to give personnel decisions. He's paid to go out and play. And if they don't deem that his performance is worth a certain dollar amount, they're going to let him go. But to your point, we need to keep more of those guys around to build our core rather than, you know, to go out and recreate the wheel, you know, every couple of years.
Dave Willebaugh on the Browns. Bernie this time tomorrow. Good luck to the Orange against Louisville tomorrow. And have a good Thanksgiving. Won't talk before then. Take care. Thanks, Dave.
Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.
Nice. See you, buddy. You too.